Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions Mascara by Thrive Cosmetics, or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products, so that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order.
Yeah. What helped you befriend your darkness? What helped you through that time?
The last word you just said, there's time, because you really can't, there's no shortcut to it, and there's no fast pass. It's going to happen how it happens. Mm-hmm. Yet, when I started to realize, like, okay, I'm going through this dark time for a reason, I did trust that the light in it would come in divine timing. And when I did actually start to see it, I saw pockets of light more. Mm-hmm.
And I also started to see that I was still so guided because magically I would be able to show up in my highest state for the podcasts or for the guests or my interactions with the yomis. But at the same time, I also was able to bask in the darkness and tap into a lot of creative energy when I had the energy. Because there are a lot of times where I was just so numb and I didn't want to do anything. You know, I really didn't want to go out and socialize. I was living in London. I was traveling, I was living in London for a long time. And that city was actually very supportive for me because of how gray it was. It was reflecting my mood. And I'm so thankful for that time there, which I was telling you about. So just knowing that it was going to happen in divine timing.
That's so powerful. And that's the reason when you asked me what helped me befriend my darkness, I paused for so long because there isn't one thing.
No.
It wasn't like, all right, team, I've got the solution. So if you're listening right now and you're in a dark time, you are in luck.
Take my course.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just not how it works. Uh-uh. And for both of us, the biggest thing that helped was just being with it.
Yeah.
And it sounds like for you as well, a certain amount of surrender, like surrendering control and not being like, okay, great, it's week two of feeling this way, so I'm going to move it this week. I'm going to shift it. But just being like, okay, this is how I'm feeling right now. I surrender what wants to show itself to me from this, what wants to happen next. I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. And I did surrender to it when I was in a place where I felt like I was allowed to.
Yeah.
Because I didn't also have to turn myself on for other people because I was... I know that I was like alone there. I left the people that I was around.
It can happen sometimes when people haven't, and it's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
So neither of us are placing blame, but it's like if somebody hasn't confronted their own darkness, then seeing it in somebody else can make us uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then we're like, what's wrong? Why aren't they happy?
Yeah.
And so it doesn't just let us be as we are.
We are. So. Well, the thing is, I felt like I had to continue to be a sunbeam and turn on. And my soul was feeling resistant to that because I needed to let shit out.
Yeah.
And like really like be with that. But I think that's why it was also so prolonged because I was hiding. I was masking it for so long. But I convinced myself that I was fine and I was sunny because I'm meditating all the time. I'm doing all the yoga. I have the most amazing friends in life. I genuinely thought like I was fine. I just had things going on within. But I thought it was fine and had a handle on it. But it really wanted to let out. And so I needed to be on my own to let it out and not put anybody through that.
Yeah. And I love what you said there around like you were trying to, you thought you had it under control. You're like, I'm meditating, I'm doing all this. And I find that's one of the difficult things about this idea of like mindset shifts of like, you just need to meditate on it. You just need to shift it. You just need to journal on it. Well, of course, those are beautiful tools. Yeah. And sometimes it is just a little mindset shift.
Yeah.
Sometimes the mindset shift or us thinking that it's just a mindset shift is masking the deeper work that actually wants to happen. And that was a big part of my challenge was like, I would wake up in the morning and you know that like Tony Robbins energy where it's like, nothing can bring down your energy today.
Yes.
Just shift
Which
it.
I thought I always had to be in.
Yeah, exactly. Which is it's the yang.
Yeah.
It's the really intense yang, which is beautiful if that's flowing naturally through us. But to feel like we need to force ourselves into that brings us out of honoring what actually is inside of us. And so it was when I finally relinquished those mindset shifts and was like, you know what? I'm just going to have a terrible week and I'm just going to feel like crap was when I started being able to go into the depth.
And you surrendered
and listened.
And the shadows, they were able to come up but release. And it sucks.
Yeah.
But guess what? We decided to live this human experience for whatever reason.
Yeah.
And honestly, the only way for our soul to expand is to have these moments. And guess what? In all honesty, we're probably going to have another moment of darkness.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to have another moment in darkness in life, even though you do breath work daily, even though I meditate and I don't say I meditate daily all the time anymore, but I definitely do something conscious and align for myself and I'm in flow. And guess what? Sometimes I do wake up with that gray lens, but I know what to do to kind of bring more light into it.
Yeah.
And that is actually such a conscious shift. It's different though.
Do you feel like if you went through a darker period again, that it would be different somehow because you've been through it once? What might be different?
Good question. Let me tap into my psychic. Just kidding. No. You know what? I think I'm going to be, instead of having to resist it,
yeah.
I'll just embrace it and befriend it and be like, I am going through this dark period. And you know what? Even being here, I haven't had like a dark period where I feel depressed, you know, but I have a couple of times woken up with a little more of a gray lens, or I'm feeling off. And I had plans with some people. No, it wasn't plans. I had a in-flow situation and met up with some people. And I was in that place, but I allowed myself and I told them, I'm like, look, right now I'm feeling a little meh. So I'm just going to be like meh.
Mm-hmm.
And because they're conscious enough, they're like, I mean, we are in a mood. They're like, okay, cool.
Yes.
And they were totally cool with me, but I still got to just, you know, be around them, but I was just being me.
And accepting it changes everything, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
And it's interesting the labels we get it. Like, even calling it meh.
I know.
It's so interesting. I'm still thinking about all of this, and, like, the narratives that society has given these moods already dictates how we feel about it, because you said something before about tapping into your creativity.
Yeah.
So it's like, what if these meh times are just times when we're meant to feel a little bit more reflective and inward facing?
Yes.
And what if that's like where our beautiful creativity lies, and it's not meh at all?
Uh-uh.
It's interesting just to see how we've been programmed, and like I still am programmed in certain ways.
Same, because just because I'm in a quote unquote darker, which is what we're just labeling it, mood, but that dark mood, maybe that's a light, but if you were in a higher dimension and they're seeing that darker is like a beauty moment for them to come through and allow us to tap into our divine creative expression, which for me can never be time blocked or scheduled. I have to actually be in some sort of, it doesn't have to be a dark mood or a light mood, it just has to be in that mood to create whatever it is. But yeah, that meh is also not defined. It's just a vibrational state that is not bad or good. Mm-hmm. It just is.
Yeah.
And there's no word that you can label it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when we accept things, then we can just move through life without like, this is so good. Oh, that's so bad. It's just, and you do that so beautifully, Raquel. And it's been really cool to meet up with you now, because I can see you in that flow where you're like, now this is happening. Now this is happening. And it just allows for life to unfold as this beautiful mystery in front of us.
Yes. And that's one thing that I actually, because we live in this world full of people that thrive, it genuinely excites them and lights them up. So that's beautiful. Like, they feel so aligned with that. For example, like Gary Vee is one person I always bring up as an example of this, but there are so many others who embody this person that has like this daily schedule and they work really hard or whatever, and they're, you know, super excited about knowing what's going to happen on their day. That lights them up, and that's awesome. Like, they're supposed to have that experience for whatever reason, but I used to feel like I had to be that.
Yeah.
When my actual design of a human, which thank you human design and thank you astrology for just giving me that confirmation of this inner knowing that I already knew, that I'm just not that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not. Do you know how much I struggled when we were at Hubud co-working space? Like, I couldn't focus because, and I would try to time block my days, but it just wasn't for me. It would just come when it came.
Yeah.
You know, and some people are good at mixing it up. Literally, I'm like on one end of the spectrum. Gary Vee's on the other end of the spectrum. And some people are really good in the in-between.
Yeah.
And so I finally honor that, which is like a part of me honoring myself.